Hey guys, it's Lindsay with Libre Living. One of the questions I often hear is, why does this keep happening to me? I'm going to begin my answer to this question with a story. Let me tell you about Allison. Allison had a bad week at work. Customers were jerks. Her colleagues were know-it-alls. And even the TELUS guy who came in to fix her internet was not a nice guy. It was just one thing after another. She was tempted to tell everyone exactly what she thought and walk out the door. No more jerks, no more know-it-alls, no more feeling like crying. Except, life doesn't work that way. Pema Chodron has this beautiful quote, which I love. Nothing ever goes away until it has taught us what we need to know. I'm all for freedom. I'm all for a life that's in alignment with our essential self. But before we leap outward, we need to look inward. Sometimes what we see is that we're both the cause and the solution, especially if it's something that just keeps happening. There's two questions that I want you to ask yourself that will help you understand why it's happening when you're in that space of going, why is this happening to me? The first question is this: what does this trigger in me? The second question is, what is the opposite of that? When Allison looked inward and went deeper, she found that the customers and her colleagues were triggering feelings of, I'm not enough. She felt sad and angry all at the same time. Why is everybody treating me like I don't know what I'm doing? Why do they all think they're better than me? The truth was, they weren't. And they don't. But our perception creates our reality. So this is what Allison saw, and this is what life was inviting her to free herself from, the belief that she is not enough. Allison had recently discovered this belief, had seen how it was impacting her life, and voiced the desire to be free of it. And here comes life, delivering her with the opportunity to do that, answering her request for help. The opposite of I'm not enough is confidence, self-assuredness, self-trust, and the ability to see beneath the surface of other people, to rise up, reach out, and create something transformed. This is the gift life is inviting Allison to receive by placing her in positions where she is pressed up against her own limiting beliefs that prevent that from happening. Hello, freedom. Thanks, life. I also want to tell you about Lucia. Lucia was an inspiring dreamer, somebody who was always coming up with ideas of the beautiful life she could live, one filled with travel, beach life, and helping other people. But time after time, she didn't make it from dreaming to doing. She kept getting stuck. And in each instance, her response was to ask someone to take care of the problem for her. To reach out in a panic and say, please help me. Lucia was continuously in, I can't take care of this mode. The opposite of that, of course, is, I can take care of this. I got this. If we think of somebody who believes, I can't take care of this, and then somebody who believes, I got this, who is more likely to be able to find solutions, get creative, and take action? The answer is obvious, and the ability to do all of that is exactly what life was trying to gift Lucia with. Lastly, let me share with you a mini story about a gal called Lindsay. That's with an E, not an A, and that Lindsay is me. There was a time a number of years ago, I'm bad with specific years, during a period of about 4 months where I was continuously being challenged to maintain the boundaries I had set in my life. Whether in my personal space, my schedule, or how much autonomy I had. My main point of contact for my consulting gig at that time, this is before I became a life coach, was a somewhat temperamental guy who was prone to losing his temper and shouting or sending nasty emails. My upstairs neighbor had moved out, and a guy who loved to play loud music every day had moved in. And I was having my first experience of having a family member who wanted to be involved in way more details of my life than I wanted them to. So it was basically a triple whammy. I spent a few weeks, I'll be totally honest, moaning, why me? It all seemed to be happening all at once. And it was. I had been talking about how I was really, truly ready to step out on my own, make the final big leap into creating my life, and be fierce in all of that. And so life said, wonderful. We've been waiting for you to do that, Lindsay. Here you go. The opportunity to practice. I was being invited to drop my habit of avoiding a difficult conversation and trust that I had the ability to not just have that conversation, but to have the conversation in a way that transformed the dynamic of the relationship. I'll be totally honest and say my learning process around that was a messy one. It took me a while and a few super awkward interactions that actually made things worse before I learned how to make things better. But I did learn. And now I can have honest, calm, loving conversations that transform not just the moment and a potential conflict, but the dynamic of an entire relationship. I will never stop being grateful for that. So if you're wondering, why me? I invite you to consider those two questions. What does this trigger in me? What is the opposite? And receive the gift life is trying to give you. Good luck and lots of love.